neighbors. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." Are you following the voice and the word of God? You don't hear his voice anymore. We have the word of God and the spirit that convicts, comforts, and teaches. What are you living for? Wasting your life with alcohol, carnal music, gluttony, harlotry, all of the things that Satan developed to steal your soul. You're being distracted by the enemy of your soul, Satan. This whole system on college campus and the culture is Satan's system. It's not funny, young lady, young woman. It's not funny at all. This is serious stuff. Not long ago, I witnessed to a man, and he wasn't taking the truth of God all that serious. Guess what I found out? He died 4 months later. He's in eternity now. He's in eternity now. He should have taken God serious when the preacher spoke to him, but he didn't. He didn't take the call serious. Are you going to take the call serious? Are you going to live for Christ with all that you are? Are you going to walk in the ways of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood? He went to that cruel Roman stake. It wasn't really a cross, it was a tree. Jesus died on a tree and became a curse for us. He defeated the curse for us so that we could walk in victory and righteousness. Do you know the path to eternal life, neighbors? You're on the broad road to destruction. Your fun and your college life is going to lead to the wrath of God. Your pastors, your priests, your parents aren't telling you the truth. You're headed for destruction. We love you. That's why we come and stand in the broad road. We don't want your money. We don't take people's money. I labored and worked and provide for my own house. We're not your typical American street preacher that's out here with a false gospel. Open the Bible. If you don't come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life. If you don't seek the kingdom of God, let's figure out what you're seeking today. Fun, frivolity, covetous football, harlotry, drunkenness. None of that is of a holy God. There's going to come a day of reckoning. Judgment day is coming. And Jesus shed his blood to make a way. But if you continue to walk in your lifestyle and trample the blood of Jesus, judgment and wrath must come. He's a holy, righteous God. He absolutely is willing to forgive. He's absolutely willing to pardon all your sin, your past sin, even your present sin, if you'll turn and forsake it. By being part of the world, you're not forsaking your sin. By being part of the culture, you're not forsaking your sin. The Bible is full of the call to forsake your sin. Have you forsaken it for the cause of Christ? Are you living for the kingdom of God? Are you living for your flesh, neighbor? Do you even know what the Holy Scriptures say about judgment and wrath that's coming? I'm here today with my brother and sister to tell you about the goodness of God. He's willing to forgive your sin, but you got to turn from it. I'm also here to warn you about the wrath of God. Romans 11 talks about the goodness and the severity of God. You see, Satan has designed this culture to deceive you. The college systems are an antichrist system that's here to steal your soul, neighbor. The churches are the same way. The churches are designed, they show you a Sunday false Jesus. They're not calling you out of the world. They're not calling you to dedicate your life to Christ. Your life is dedicated to your flesh and foolishness and sin and carnality. It's a question you ask yourself, neighbor, what are you living for today? If you died today, why would God let you into his kingdom? Doesn't matter if you're baptized into some false man-made church system. Why will God let you into his kingdom, neighbor? You're wasting your life on that which is not eternal. You're denying the truth of God in all unrighteousness. Romans 1 talks about it. It's why the culture is caught up in sodomy, lesbianism, sin, and wickedness. People think God can be mocked. You think God's going to overlook your sin and your worldliness? You're not. You must be purged and cleansed by Jesus Christ and forsake all your sin, neighbors. If you haven't forsaken your sin, this is sin, sir. This is sin, sir. You're part of the world. You're worldly and carnal. You're living in sin. James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God, sir. Your church, if you go to one, is lying to you. You've got a goddess symbol on your shirt, the Nike goddess symbol. America is so deceived, they put pagan idols on themselves. And they think they can serve a holy God. That's how deceived the world is. People are wearing Nike goddess symbols on themselves, calling themselves Christians. People are living, dressing, acting worldly and carnal, calling themselves Christians. You can't be a Christian unless you follow Jesus Christ. You're a false Christian. You're a false convert. You're not seeking him in spirit and truth, neighbor. Have you lost your life? Are you consumed with the kingdom of God? Have you tested your ways to the Holy Scriptures? Unless you have no hope. This culture, the church system, has no hope. We're here to give you the hope of Jesus Christ, but you got to lay down your life and surrender it. You got to lose your life completely. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. The two kingdoms, the kingdom of Satan, this is his representation here on this campus, and then the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Jesus said in John 17, by truth you are sanctified. You're sanctified by the word of God. That means you got to follow and obey it. Nothing about your life on campus is following the word of God. Nothing about this culture is following the word of God. Satan is a master deceiver. He comes as an angel of light. He makes fun of sin. He builds false church systems to deceive you. He makes the pride and vanity fashion culture ever more full of harlotry and sin to deceive people. The temple of God is holy. That's his people born of God. And you should live, act, and carry your temple holy. Fornication, sex outside of marriage, dressing to show yourself off. It's pride and vanity. Proverbs 6:17 says, a proud look is an abomination to God. Did you know you're an abomination to God with your proud look? Just like homosexuality is an abomination to God. He's up there preaching. He goes, can I preach up there? I said, absolutely you can.
God opened his mouth.
He did. God's opening up our brother's mouth. Test yourself to the word of God. What are you living for, American neighbor?
God, for the truth going out.
We're out here representing the gospel of Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin. If you haven't repented and you're not born again, you have no hope of eternal life to come. If you're just living for your flesh, if you're just living for the college lifestyle, you're just living for that which is pleasing to you. But there's going to come a day of judgment. See, Jesus came into the world to seek and save the lost. If you're willing to confess you're lost, if you're willing to seek him, if you're willing to seek him in spirit and truth, Do you young men know that the wrath of God is coming for you? Do you care? If you don't care, I guess we didn't come for you. The wrath of God is coming. Do you know what the Bible says? Jesus' blood does not cover all sin unless you repent, unless you turn. Your life is consumed with worldliness. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. You're wasting your life in the culture. You're wasting your life in the college systems. The wrath of God is coming and it's going to destroy everything you love unless you turn and repent and love the things of God. He's destroying all the systems of man. He's destroying every false way. If God took your life today, young men, why would he let you into his kingdom? You have an eternal soul. Jesus died to secure your soul, but as you live like the world in your sin, you are not secure at all. You're in a perilous, dangerous place of judgment and wrath that's coming. It's loving that we just call you out. It's loving to tell you the truth. It's loving to lift up the biblical gospel. It's loving to warn you that Jesus is going to end the grace one day. The grace of God is going to end, and then there'll be no time. Right now you have time. Right now you have a chance. Right now you can turn and repent. Right now you can seek the kingdom of God. But what are you seeking after? You're seeking that which is temporal, corruptible, and not seeking that which is righteous, pure, good, true, holy, worthy, and noble. So the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man or a woman, but the end leads to death. Your ways are going to lead to death, neighbor. Your ways lead to destruction and sin. Lots of young people here on the campus, you think I'm young, I'm invincible, I'm never going to die. I'm telling you, death is coming for you. Young people die all the time. What's going to happen to you if you stand before? What's going to happen to you if you stand before the throne of God and you're outside of his word, truth, and his glorious son? You're going to lose your soul. We don't want you to lose your soul, neighbor. We want you to turn and repent. Yeah, the game's about to start. The covetous, violent, rowdy, worldly, carnal game is about to start. That's feeding your flesh and feeding your soul with wickedness that God hates. Psalm 5:5. Psalm 11:5, God hates violence, injustice. What are you living for? You're wasting your life on this college campus and in this culture when Christ redeemed everyone by his blood that will repent and seek him. But you're not seeking Christ today. You don't love him unless you're obeying him, sir. You don't love him unless you're obeying him. He just showed me a big tattoo on his thigh. You don't love God unless you obey him. That's foolishness, carnality, and sin. You have to repent and obey Jesus Christ, neighbor. You're headed for the wrath of God. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly life. Won't you consider your fate? Your eternal fate. Won't you consider that Christ is so glorious and so worthy to be praised, but you're living a life outside of him and his truth? You're living a life that is not pleasing to the Father. You're living a life that pleases your flesh. Brother Paul, Apostle Paul said, you cannot please God in the flesh. Actually, he said that in Romans 8. And I was thinking about, he said that the kingdom of God, the verse I was thinking about, the kingdom of God is not flesh and blood, flesh and bones, but it's spirit and truth. So unless you're walking in spirit and truth and you're seeking God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the great command. Did you wake up today to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Or did you wake up thinking about football? If you're here playing football...
I'm Catholic.
You're not. Young man, Roman Catholic Church is deceiving you. That's a lie. You got to be of Jesus. That's a man-made corrupt religion. You got to be born of Jesus Christ. We've seen a lot of people here today telling us they're claiming to be Christians. You can't be of the world. Roman Catholic, you're just mocking with the cross.
No, I'm Catholic.
Yeah, the Catholic, I could tell you why. If you'd stop and tell you why the Catholic Church is not of God. You're not going to find eternal life, young man, following the Catholic Church. It's amazing to me. People think if they gender fleck the cross that that's going to save them from all their sin. The Bible says you have to repent and turn from your sin. The Bible says you have to live holy and righteous. The Bible says he'll cleanse you in his blood. He'll make you a new creation. He'll wash you clean. You can be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12. But if you're living after the ways of the world, you have no hope. If you're living in the church system, you have no hope. If you're living in the culture, you have no hope. What will you do on Judgment Day if you've wasted your life? You've wasted your life on sin and worldliness. Did you young neighbors know that God did not design your college system? Satan did. It's his tool to destroy your soul. You know it's full of sin and worldliness. You have to repent of it. You have to turn and be transformed and walk in the newness of life. If you don't walk in the newness of life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Most Americans, even those that claim the Bible, claim Christ, they don't read the Bible. They don't know what God's Word says. God's Word says you're an enemy of His as you live like the world, neighbor. God's Word says you have to turn and come out of the world and be transformed. But it only comes through repentance. It only comes by washing yourself clean. Actually, Christ and the Spirit will do it for you if you're willing to turn and forsake ye your sin. Choose sin and die the second death. Repent and choose life, and life everlasting. So the gift of eternal life is free. Ephesians 2. But that free gift costs you everything. Did you know that? To follow Jesus, you're going to lose your college life, your career goals if they're outside of God's truth. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends. When you really are a child of God, you no longer want the ways of the world. Your heart's been transformed. Church attendance doesn't transform your heart. You folks need a transformed heart and mind to give up the frivolity of football and seek after Jesus Christ. It's loving to tell you the truth. It's loving to warn you. It's loving to tell you that everything's on the line. Eternity is coming. We're headed in the last days. We'll talk some about that.